federal government has released its much-anticipated national strategy to prevent and respond to child sexual abuse. More than $300 million has been earmarked for the 10-year strategy, which includes a national awareness campaign, a helpline, extra research and further frontline support services. Our reporter Emily Burke has been taking a look at the details of the announcement and joins me now. And good afternoon. What's in this strategy?
Well, this national strategy is pitched as a 10-year whole-of-nation framework, the first of its kind, and it comes after the very extensive work of the Royal Commission into Institutional Responses to Child Sexual Abuse. In fact, it was a recommendation of that very inquiry. Now, this national strategy, however, targets child abuse in all settings, including in the home and online. It's focused on a handful of themes: awareness raising and education and building child-safe cultures, supporting and empowering victims and survivors, enhancing national approaches to children with harmful sexual behaviours, offender prevention and intervention, and improving the evidence base. So that means research.
And Emma, was there much detail on funding and announcements in this strategy?
Quite a bit, actually, Sally. The federal government is setting aside an initial $307 million to implement the strategy. The first phase of the strategy will be driven by 2 4-year action plans. The first will be delivered by the Commonwealth and state and territory governments, and the second will be primarily delivered by Commonwealth agencies, and that's largely police. So the AFP will get an established, dedicated surge strike force teams to target organised crime, and they'll also get a boost to their technological capacity, and $24 million also to strengthen the Commonwealth capacity to prosecute child sexual abuse offenders. And the national, there'll also be a national awareness raising campaign, research and a helpline, and almost $5 million to keep children safe while they play sport. Another of the big ticket items, almost $4 million for the National Indigenous Australians Agency to work with First Nations experts to design and trial a new resource to support frontline health workers there.
Em, how's this announcement been received?
Well, Grace Tame, you might remember, a leading advocate and survivor and Australian of the Year, was blindsided last week when she learned about the strategy's imminent launch. She was shocked that she'd not been consulted on the draft, but has since said that she'll look forward to contributing to its future development in an official capacity. But other peak survivor groups who I've spoken to today, they've been consulted for a very long time on this strategy, and I've spoken to them and they say they're very happy with the framework work and the priorities that have been laid out. They say this is about prevention and response to victims and survivors, and they're hoping that the work won't be duplicated across agencies, but rather amplified. They say this has been decades in the making, and if it stays true to what's promised, Australia will be a safer place for kids. And they say this really sets the groundwork for there to be no excuses anymore for abuse anywhere.
Emily, thank you. That's our reporter Emily Burke talking about the launch of the National Strategy to Prevent and Respond to Child Sexual Abuse.